the larger point is that I know trying to get health insurance for every American that's affordable will not be easy. It's not going to come about just because we hope it will or we tell everybody it's the right thing to do. You know, 15 years ago, I tangled with the health insurance industry and the drug companies, and I know it takes a fighter. It takes somebody who will go toe-to-toe with the special interests. You know, I have put forth very specific ideas about how we can get back $55 billion from the special interests, the giveaways to the oil companies, the credit card companies, the student loan companies, the health insurance companies. These have all been basically pushed onto these special interests, not just because of what the White House did, but because members of Congress went along. And I want to get that money back and invest it in the American middle class. Health care, college affordability, the kinds of needs that people talk to me about throughout Ohio. Because what I hear as I go from Toledo to Parma to Cleveland to, you know, Dayton is the same litany that people are working harder than ever, but they're not getting ahead. They feel like they're invisible to their government. So when it came time to vote on Dick Cheney's energy bill, I voted no, and Senator Obama voted yes. When it came time to try to cap interest rates for credit cards at 30%, which I think is way too high, but it was the best we could present, I voted yes, and Senator Obama voted no. So part of what we have to do here is recognize that the special interests are not going to give up without a fight. And I believe that I am a fighter, and I will fight for the people of Ohio and the people of America.
You know, she mentioned that she is a fighter on health care. And look, I do not in any way doubt that Senator Clinton genuinely wants to provide health care to all Americans. What I have said is that the way she approached it back in 93, I think, was wrong in part because she had the view that what's required is simply to fight. And Senator Clinton ended up fighting not just the insurance companies, the drug companies, but also members of her own party. And as a consequence, there were a number of people like Jim Cooper of Tennessee and Bill Bradley and Pat Moynihan, who were not included in the negotiations, and we had the potential of bringing people together to actually get something done. I am absolutely clear that hope is not enough, and it is not going to be easy to pass health care. If it was, it would have already gotten done.